Absolute star of the game, Nick Natanui. We're about to welcome him to the Friday Huddle. Unfortunately, Das, yourself, myself and Brownie are not permitted to ask any questions because Juddy has organised some West Coast sort of catch-up and apparently wants to do it solo. So it is time for...
Letterman.
How'd you like being in jail?
Parkinson.
Why do you say that? I mean, do you mean that?
Denton.
Stay with me, it's okay.
Judd.
I've been too big for football for a little while, let's be honest.
Chris Judd is going deep.
5CJ.
Forgot the 5CJ.
Thanks, Howard. Nick, great to have you on the show. Thought you were brilliant last night, particularly late in the last quarter. How'd you pull up from the win?
Hey, mate. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, pulled up pretty well. So we finally got a 7-day break. So all the boys are pretty happy and smiling. We can have a normal week, but probably means more meetings and more training. But no, feeling good.
And Tim Kelly last night was brilliant. I thought he was the best player on the ground. I'm loving watching him play. It feels like you and him have built a really strong connection early. How have you enjoyed playing with him?
Yeah, he's been good coming across. It's probably taken a bit of time. You know, we had that kind of 10-week break and didn't get to work with each other as much. But I think himself and Andrew Gaff probably led the way throughout the whole game, especially with having some big outs that we've had out for the last couple of weeks.
And you took it hard a couple of years ago when I beat you in the freestyle battle at Hutchie's tent. Have you been working on your craft since then and coming up with any new ideas?
Yeah, I got my little mate Liam Ryan beatboxing for me, so I'm waiting for part two. Don't worry.
If people don't know what you're talking about, this is Chris and Nick.
No. The Vanilla Gorilla.
I'm sorry, the Vanilla Gorilla. Do you have a rap name, Nick Nat, or you just roll as Nick Nat?
No, just call me Nick Nat.
Right, this is Nick Nat and the Vanilla Gorilla going toe-to-toe. That was more of you than Nick Nat, but anyway, Chris.
Yeah, that's all good stuff. What are you reading, Nick? You're an avid reader. What are you reading at the minute?
I'm reading what every kid should be reading. Your kid should be reading too. Little Nick's Big Day.
We have been reading Little Nick's Big Day, and very commercial of you to get the plug in, Nick. Not something I'd be entirely comfortable doing, but glad to see that you're very concerned with the bank account. I like that.
You taught me well.
Now, in the interest or in the spirit of Oscar Judd, I hope you don't mind. I've actually got him to collate a few questions. Would you be comfortable answering them?
Oscar Judd.
Oh, there you go. Hard-hitting questions. Yeah, yep.
Is he a West Coast supporter, Oscar Judd?
He's a West Coast supporter, and he's very much a Nick Nat supporter. Nick Nat has the role of almost demigod in our house.
Really?
So I said Nick was coming on. Oscar said I want to put a few questions to him. He actually wants to ask Nick a few questions related to our very own huddle members.
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
Oscar's idea. Really? It's done a thing. So I'll roll the questions for you, Nick.
Luke Darcy once sucker punched a teenager, Robert Murphy, in the back of the head. Have you ever assaulted one of your much younger teammates due to anger management issues?
Oscar Judd.
I remember that too. I remember that story. No, I never would do that, Oscar. And
We all remember that story, Nick. It was a horrible story.
Oscar came up with these questions.
Oscar did. He's just got another question for you, Nick.
Oh, okay.
Howard insisted on the Fox commentary team artificially making his voice deeper so that he could feel more manly. Do you ever try and pretend to be something you're not?
Don't believe that, Nick.
Oh, I was going to mention that. Howie Games, I've been listening to, and yeah, he's got a little bit of a child's voice. So, be who you want to be true to yourself, Oscar.
Come on whenever you want, Nick. You can come on whenever you want.
Great advice there from Nick. Just another one, just from Oscar, Nick. These questions.
Damien Batt is currently recruiting a gang of like-minded people in the hub for security purposes. What should he call his gang? The Outsiders, the Pen Pushers, or the Four-Eyed Fox Summers?
All of the above. Oh, this kid's got some good questions.
He's good.
And just the last question that Oscar was keen to find out, Nick.
Jason Brand has been using finasteride for over a decade. If your hair ever starts to fall out, would you use prescription drugs to stop it happening?
Prescription drugs.
Oh, no. Never.
And how the Judd statue plans going over there at the new stadium, Nick? I know there's a bit of a disagreement over whether it should be 3 stories or 4 stories. How's it coming along? How do you feel about it?
No, I think Dean Cox has got it at the moment. They've got to put his nose at the front, so that's taking priority.
I like it, mate. Thanks very much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Sorry. If that's all right, we might like to ask one of the great stars of the game a couple of questions ourselves. Is that okay or not?
I just felt the energy had gone out of it. I thought it felt like it was done. If you want to jump in and...
I would love to just have one with the great Nick Natter. I'm a massive admirer of your ruck craft, Nick. You've brought it back into vogue, and not only have you got the power and the athleticism, but the little flick out the back to your full forward, Josh Kennedy, to me is one of the highlights of the year so far. Where did it come from? Was Dean Cox part of it? Have you always had that touch? Because, mate, it's a treat to watch it.
Oh, it's funny you say that. Straight after the game, the Sydney boys were staying in Perth, and I get a FaceTime from, that bloke, Dean Cox, Stevie Johnson, and the rest of the little rat pack at the Sydney Swans, and they were carrying on about they'd never done it, like they'd never seen it before. So they were going, Coxie was saying he did it every single week with, the Sampies of... the Shoeys of the Cras, but I practice it all the time. I wouldn't say it's him. I'd say it's our old ruck coach, Jonathan Giles, who taught me that one.
Beautiful.
The journeyman.
Hey, Nick, you mentioned before the 10-week or 11-week break in the season. It was a time for you and others to get yourselves, I suppose, fully fit, but it came at a cost, didn't it? The 5 matches in 19 days you've just endured. How have you got through that personally?
Yeah, I think every team had their injury concerns, and about 4 or 5 weeks ago, they probably had, 4 or 5 hammies in their team, and we've probably gone through it now. But it's probably happened to a few of our older players who are stars of our team, the Luke Shoeys and the McGovern. So, we've got to work through it. Jack Redden's hurt his hand as well, but it's been good for the young boys to kind of come in and play their role and, bring a bit of excitement to the team as well.
Hey, Nick Nat, Judge always tells us in here that when he played with Dean Cox, they used to run this thing in the ruck and the roving situation called the ghost train, and this is where Coxie would push his other ruckman up under the ball, and then Judge would come through like a ghost train at the back and just take the ball. Do you do this with any of the guys like Luke Shuey or Andrew Gaff or anybody?
No, they don't let me do that. I've never heard of that, Juddy. I reckon Juddy's made that one up.
Yeah. First rule about ghost train is you don't speak about ghost train, and Nick knows that. That's why he's not mentioning it.
He's playing it down big time. Hey, Nick, I called the game last night. You were a sensation. I butchered Natanui, I think, about 8 different times, and I went Nick Nat, and I couldn't spit that out last night. We should, because we love you. But now, I heard you say the actual pronunciation of your name when growing up in Fiji. Can you tell us tonight?
No, I don't know whether... I think I must have done an interview during the first hub, and I must have just said something just tongue-in-cheek, and that's been the news everywhere, but everyone pronounces it correctly.
Not everyone, not everyone, Nick. This is a guy who does the overnight show on Triple M, and based in Sydney, probably not across the fine work of Nick Natanui. Have a listen.
Nick Natanui.
Have you heard that one before?
No, I've been called worse. I think it sounds like when Basil Zemplis was trying to say Antetokounmpo. So, no,
Nick, we appreciate your time. You're a star. Thanks for having a laugh with us. Stay safe, mate. Continue on the path. You got so many fans, not just in the Judge household, but in football families all around Australia. Give us a lot of joy. We appreciate your time. The Friday Huddle. Stay safe. Great to speak with you, great man.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Jeez, a clever chap. You're a young fellow. He obviously listens to the huddle.
Listens,
a bit,
and he had all those questions himself that he wanted answered. Nick did a great job.
Yeah, he did a fantastic.